那我们就要同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，奉主主圣名，我们现在就正式来讲这个教义。
And so, name Jesus Christ, we will start our teaching on the creeds.
系统神学的哈，在讲系统神学的时候。
And so, when we discuss about systematic theology. 啊。
他是把圣经做一个系统性的整理哈。
And so it's talking about making a systematic organization of the Bible.
那到最后呢
？And in the end,
跟得救有直接关系的。
It has a direct relationship with salvation.
就会有产生所谓的教义。
And then so it has the it results in doctrines or creeds.
所以这个擦掉了。
Until we erase the past teachings.
那要进入教义之前，我们先来看看教义这个字哈。
And so before we study creeds, let us look into the word creed.
哦，英文怎么说啊？就是 creed 嘛哈，还是什么？好。那我们先回到圣经里面。
And so if we return to the Bible,
在这里有很多那个西亚文专家。
And so we have a lot of Greek experts here today.
那个黄执事啦
，Deacon Huang，
那个 Samuel 郭传道啦
，Pastor Samuel。
哇，那最后面那一个周传道了。
Pastor Raymond Cho。
还有谁啊？我们要讲的，他们都学过希腊文的。
And so all of these
他们都很厉害的。
Are experts in Greek。
好，如果我讲错的话，他们可以补充就是。
And they can correct
me if I'm wrong。幸好他们有来就是了。那当然，如果英文的话，就是如果直接把它翻就是 dogma。
And so a direct translation of this into English is dogma.
那这个 dogma 怎么来的？
And so how did dogma come about?
那在做系统神学，这当中我不应该从昨天就要讲方法学了，但是这个跳过去了，没有办法，因为不然讲不到这个教义。
And so yesterday we were going to talk about the methodology, the functionality, but we'll skip that.
你要查这个字哈。
And if you want to study the word dogma.
来，你就上网啊，或是经文汇篇啊，把有关这个字全部抄出来。
And so, you can look up all the words and copy all the definitions.
好，当然我有做小抄，当然我要看一下才知道。
And of course, I took some notes, and I need to look at my notes.
好，虽然是一点点，但我们来看哦，那个你现在开始查哦，《路加福音》二章一节。
We look at Luke chapter 2, verse 1.
路加福音二章一节。好，那再来就是使徒行传十六章四节。
And so Acts chapter 16, verse 15.
那再来使徒行传十七章七节。
And then Acts chapter 17.
十七章第七节
，verse seven。
好，再来以弗所书二章十五节
，and Ephesians chapter five。
二章十五节
，Ephesians chapter two verse 15。
这样有几个啦？一个、两个、三个、四个，还有那个哥罗西书。第二章十四节
，and then Colossians chapter 2 verse 14。
也就是你把这个字，如果你有那个圣经工具 Omega， 或是你有圣经工具 Logos， 它就会把这个字就在圣经出现的经文就把它列下来。那如果你用电脑，你就把它打下来就好。那电脑工程师他的方法是最好的，把它抄，用手抄，因为用手抄比较有感情，你抱过的小孩才有感情。
And so, if
如果 你家一样，你如果阿妈一直抱那个孙子，就很有感情。你阿公只是出嘴， 感情不很深。我是讲真的。
And so if you have the Bible software on your computers, and if you just do a search for these words, it will list out all of them, and you should hand copy them, because then you will have a clear connection with it. Mm. And so just like grandparents who hold their children have a better connection than those who don't.
你没有感觉，抱过的小孩特别，越抱越多，越有感情。
And so for those who hold their children more, they have a stronger connection and relationship with them.
为什么小孩都跟妈妈?
And why do children always like their mothers more?
妈妈抱大的。
Because it is the mother who holds them until they
grow up. 那除非爸爸也分着抱，所以才会有粘连性，不然的话没有。
And unless the father shares in half in the raising of the child, then the child will mostly like the mother more.
手抄法是最好的。
And so to hand copy is the best way.
好，那你把这些都抄下来了。
And so copy all of these down.
那中文或是你那边是翻成什么？
Decree.
Decree 啊，有没有 D 啊？没有。
没。
那这是 decree 是什么
？And so what is a decree？
就是那个皇帝的命令。
It is the command of the king。
好啊，这个呢
？And then this one is。
好，我们再看这个是不是 decree？ 是不是
？And this one is a decree。Chapter 17, verse 7.
这两个是相同类似的。
And so these two are the same.
你把它归纳起来。
And so if you put them together.
这个你们都应该很厉害，这是归纳法嘛，哈。这两个有共同性质，这是什么？
And so they,
这是皇帝的那个 Caesar 的 decree。
And so this is the common usage is the decree of the king.
这个你说 king 还是念 Caesar? Caesar.
Caesar.、Oh,
对不对 ?C 怎么样
?A-E-S-A-R.
Caesar 的什么 decree?
And so these, for example, is Caesar's decree.
Caesar 的 decree 的话你不做就怎么样砍头。
And so if you do not obey the decree of Caesar, then you will be beheaded.、
一般来讲，这就是人间的最高的绝对，但是也是相对了。
And so by man, this is the highest command of man.
没有比这个更高的了。
And there is nothing greater or higher than this.
这个呢
？And so in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 15,
同样用这个字哦。
15.
这讲保罗把这个字用到那个律法。神的话，律法，
As、
对不对
？Ordinances，
哎 ，ordinances， 其实是同一个字啊。
And so ordinances is also the same word.
O-R-D-I-N.
O-D-A-N-C-E.
C-E-S. S， 这个一样啊、哦，对不对？是不是一样？还是好玩什么
？Requirements
哦 ，require 其实是同样这个字，都是在讲旧约， so, 旧约神的律法。
All of these are the same words referring to the Old Testament law.
好，那只有这个呢
？And so only one.Verse Acts chapter 16 verse 15.
这两个都是皇帝出来的最高的那个命令。这个是神在旧，其实旧约有没有用这个字啊 ？Dogma 没有啊，是不是？是保罗用的。保罗把旧约的神的律法用什么？用 dogma 来讲。
And so the first two talking about decrees, they are not the same as the two in Ephesians and Colossians used by Paul, which are ordinances. And so the first two do not refer to dogma, but the last two refer, the ordinances of the Old Testament refer to dogma.
都是这些都是 dogma, 哈。
And all of these are dogma.
好，那这个呢？来，你念一下。
And when she and her household were baptized.
不是十六章第四节。
Sorry, Acts chapter 16, verse 4. Decrees.
请你念整节。
Verse 4. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem.
对，他们把它换成什么？
Decree.
所以这是什么？ Decree. 他只有一个人而已啦。
And so this is alone.
Decree.D-C-R-E-E. 那这个 decree 从哪里来？
And so where did this decree come from?
他写什么？ Elder and
determined by the apostles and elders.
好， apostle 跟什么？
Elders.
Elder. 好。所以圣经里面有没有 dogma 这个字？就是其实 dogma 有时候是教义啦。
And so does the Bible have the word dogma, but actually dogma is referring to creed.
Dogmatics, 你怎么翻中文？教义学。教义学你怎么翻？
And so dogmatics is a study of the doctrines, or the creeds.
Doctrine, 或是说 dogma.
Or dogma.
这样可以知道哈，所以教义这个字是从圣经来的。
And so, this word creed comes from the Bible.
圣经有没有教义？
Does the word, does the Bible use the word creed?
有啊。
Yes.
圣经的第一个教义有明文的教义记载在哪里？
And so, where is the first creed located, recorded in the Bible?
昨天我们有讲了没有明文的教义，第一个教义就是还是一个雏形，就是《使徒行传》二章三十七、三十八。
And so yesterday we mentioned that the first creed is recorded in Acts chapter 2 verse 28 and 29.
那有那个明文的有 text 是在哪里？有 text 有那个条文的，是记载在哪里
？And so where is it recorded where it has a text？
就是这里啊。
And so it's Acts chapter 16 verse 14。
使徒跟那个什么长老的教义，他们定的教义。
And so it is the ones determined by the apostles and the elders。
所以教义谁定的
？And so who established the creed？
使徒跟那个长老定的。
It is determined by the apostles and the elders.
好，那我们现在来看一下为什么会定这个教义。
And so let's see why these creeds were determined.
教义不是那个一开始就有。
And creeds were not there from the beginning.
教义是遇到问题才产生。
Rather, the creeds came about because of problems that arose in the church.
但是基础的教义是跟得救直接有关系的。那个雏形是比使徒，这个我们昨天讲过，只是在重复的讲，比那个使徒的教训更早。使徒时代他讲完道之后，他们说我们该怎么办？那彼得就讲，其实可以归纳成两个，就是什么洗礼论，还有领受圣灵论，就这两条而已。
And so he
said, 那这个是重复的。
And so the two creeds that are often repeated are found in Acts chapter 2, where they were cut to the heart. And so they asked Peter, what should we do? And so Peter says two things. It is to repent and it is to be baptized.
你要进入到这个之后才讲爱啊。
And so only after you have entered into this, you can talk about love.
在基督里的爱，要进到基督就是这个水灵二洗啊。你不要还没在那边，你没有进来就哦，你们已经感动了，爱哦爱哦爱哦，还是爱该魔，还是爱在黑暗世界里面呢、啊？
And so、when
圣经不是讲吗？从魔鬼的权下把你带到爱子国度，就是要经过水灵二洗嘛。 你在这个之外讲爱，还是在如果用比较很直接的话，还是在魔鬼手下爱呀、啊？你就爱爱爱到底，爱爱爱爱到很爱，最好是下地狱。
And so when we talk about love, we have to talk about a love in the context in the name of Jesus Christ, not love outside of the name of Jesus Christ. So then the Bible says that you're taken from the bondage of Satan into the love of God. And so first we need to enter into the love of God first, into the name of Jesus Christ first.
约翰不是讲吗？爱是因为真理。
And so when John talks about love, he is talking about it in reference to truth.
真正你领受真理、领受恩典的进门就是教义。
And so when we have received truth and we have received grace, then we have entered into the creeds.
不晓得你们当中有没有认为说，哎呀，不要再讲教义了，因为我是碰到一个年轻人这样讲，我说你这个从哪里来的？
And so,
怎么会忽然的年轻人呢、啊？忽然讲说，哎呀，这个教义都是人弄的，这个我是信耶稣不信教义，我说你死定了，什么信耶稣不信教义。
And so, do not be...
我直接就跟你讲，因为我们很熟了，如果我跟你不熟，我不会这样对你讲。
And so, do not confuse creeds, as some people only want to talk about love, and so they say that creeds are made up by man, and so I only worship God, therefore I only care about love. But I told this youth who I was very familiar with that you will definitely die. And I only say this because I'm very familiar and comfortable with them.
他说我只是听人家讲的啦。
And they said that, oh, I only heard this from somebody else.
从我们教会自己有人这样讲，这个小心哦。如果是开玩笑还可以啊，如果你是无知要悔改。
And so this even came out from the member, our own members of our church. And so if you are ignorant or foolish, then just repent.
如果你知道了，又明明知道又恨着心讲，你要为自己的这个大罪负责的。
Yeah, but if you knowingly say this and accuse the church, then you have to be responsible for your great sin.
那我们看《使徒行传》第十五章。
We look at Acts chapter 15.
哎，问题是从这里开始。
And so the problem starts here.
哎，他们来了一个说，哦，不按摩西的规条受割礼，不能得救。
And so the problem starts with, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.
这些人是从犹太下来。
And these men came down from Judea.
犹太下来，另外意思说他们是从耶路撒冷下来。
And another way of saying this is that they came from Jerusalem.
他们是这批人，应该是那些原始的信徒里面的，就是犹太基督徒。
And so these were from the original group, they were Jewish Christians.
他们生来就是受割礼的嘛。
And since they were born, they received circumcision.
现在福音传到外邦了。
And so now the gospels preach to Gentiles.
他硬硬要把外邦人割礼，岂有此理。
And so
他们说，你不受割礼不能得救。
And so they wanted to force the Gentiles to receive circumcision. They said that if you do not, if you are not circumcised, you cannot be saved.
这跟得救有直接关系。
Because this has direct relationship with salvation.
好了，我们知道他们就开会了。
And so we know that they had a meeting.
开会开讲这个讲那个。
And so they debated this, they debated that.
我们这个过程我们就不看了。
And so we will not look at this whole process.
到最后我们来看那个第二十八节。
We look at verse 28.
我们每次洗礼都会念的，如果有人洗，一定会念的。
And so every time someone is baptized, we will definitely read this.
这里说，因为圣灵和我们定义。
And so it says, it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us.
这是圣灵跟他们认为好的事情。
For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us.
虽然后来我们看到的是。那个长老跟那个使徒所定的。
And so, of course, later we see that it is determined by the apostles and the elders.
其实是圣灵在里面。
But actually, it has the Holy Spirit among it.
对，那定下了这个教义呢，就是现在用的字是什么
？And so now,
就是 dogma， 就是教义。定下了，开会之后，奉耶稣的名，他们圣灵之下定下来了。
And so after they have determined this by dogma, that they had a meeting in the name of Jesus Christ, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, they came to this conclusion.
我们看第四节，那个不是，第十五章第三十节。
And if we look at chapter 15, verse 30.Verse 30, so when they were sent off, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the letter.
好，第三十一节。
Verse 31, when they had read it, they rejoiced over its encouragement.
那接下来我们就知道，因为这样的一个决定，教会就不只是欢喜，并且也平安，也得到造就。
And so we see that because of this determination, not only did they rejoice, but there was peace and joy.
那这个呢是当时的所有的教会都接受，不是你接受，都是一定要遵行的。
And so we know all the churches at that time, they received it, and not only that they received it, but they had to do it.
我们看十六章四节。
If we look at chapter 16, verse 4.
你看他们经过各城哦。
And so they went through the cities.
从法拉行一直到 Hillsboro.
From Flushing to Hillsboro.
经过各个教会。
They passed through all the different churches.
把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规。
And so to deliver them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders.
中文是把它换成条规啊。
And so it is translated as decrees.
现在人最怕条规，也不要条规。一讲到条规，哦，又是条规，啊，死条规，哦，死条规。你接下来，他不是要让你来骂的，或是来讨论的。接下来是什么样呢？交给门徒遵守，是不是交给你讨论的？交给你遵守，你做不做？不做就不行。如果你有意见，怎么样？带到耶路撒冷再去讨论。
And so,
既然是成为 decree 啦 dogma 啦，是遵守的。
And so they delivered it to all the churches. Here it says the decrees to keep. And so it is for them to obey and to follow after. And it is not up for discussion or debate. And so if you want to discuss it, you have to go to Jerusalem to discuss.
那你可能很聪明，你说没有啊。上个月那个负责人会奉耶稣的名，那个开会，开到最后，意见不但不合，后来还改了三四次。为什么呢？因为这个厕所到底是要向那个什么厨房，还是要向外面，还是要向房间？所以他们也吵得半死啊！怎么奉耶稣的名，开会也不等于说圣灵同在啊？
And so、you might,
不是这种事啊！你不要拿这种例子来讲这个，这个是跟得救有关系的。
So you might be crafty and say, "Well, no, that's not the case because last week in council meeting they had a three-hour-long discussion and about which way the bathroom should face, whether it should face the kitchen or the rooms or inside. They changed their minds three or four times, and so how can this be a decree? But this is not the case because you cannot use it as an example because it does not relate to salvation."
这条鱼是要煮咸的，煮甜的。一条鱼啊
，There's a fish.
要煮咸的还是要煮淡的、
oh. ？Do you want to make it salty or do you want to make it bland？
两个就打架了嘛，打到那个锅都打破了。
And so two people fighting over it to the point where they break pots.
你不吵架，那个锅怎么会破？不打起来怎么会破
？And if you don't fight over it, how can the pot break？
这个不在这里面的。
This is not recorded in the Bible.
这个不是 decree 的。
This is not a decree.、
哎教会多少次开会吵架
？How many times in church meetings are there arguments？
不是因为这个
，and it is not because of this。
你也可以为规章细则哦
，and you can also write some creeds。
用人的办法
，using human methods。
这都会改变的
，and all of this will change。
教会的组织到底要三股还是要六股还是要八股，对不对？还是有人说，统统我股就好了。都可以的，不是分几股几股吗
？Oh, how many groups? Oh, how many different departments? Oh, okay. It doesn't matter how many different departments that we have in church.
全世界一样吗
？Isn't it like this in the world?
没有啦。
No.
有的教会是这样分三个的，有人是分八个、六个，有的 你有没有听过？只要我活着，不准有改选，也不准怎么样，我就是缺门，缺到死。为什么呢？因为他说我忠心啊。
And so,
我要做到死。有没有这样？有，很少了，很少，偶尔会遇到。
And so there are different departments for every church, and yet there are still some people who say that I am the chairman, and so as long as I am still alive, the church cannot be changed, everything will be set till I die.
我遇到一个教会。
I went to a church one time.
说老实，我遇到那个工人是敬礼的，行三级公礼的。
Out of respect.
有够忠心，有恩赐。
And so this church worker, I respect him so much that every time I see him, I salute or bow down to him because he's very gifted and very talented. And in his mind, he only has one verse repeating in his head.
民多就是王的荣耀。
And so when there is many
spirits, 这是箴言里面的了。因为那个教会人很多，所以不准分，分出去就怎么样，人就少了嘛。主耶稣哪里得到荣耀？除非我死啊，教会不准分社。
And so,
大家挤得半死啊，他很高兴。
He refuses to let the churches branch out because he believes that, according to the Bible, that you have to keep everyone together. And even though the church is so overcrowded, as long as he is there, he will not let the church branch out to another church.
我说你不要用这个来讲这个 decree。
And I'm saying that don't use that as a decree.
Decree 跟得救直接关系。
And decree has direct relationship with salvation.
你不奉耶稣的名，面向下，全身入水，圣灵的运行。
And so if you do not,
你说你哎 OK 了，点个水 OK， 那就不用再讨论了，就不一样。这个是或这样，或另外一个。所以现在有人对我们的教义啊，开始攻击啊，教义是人定出来的，当然人定出来，不然鬼定出来啊。
And、
长老跟使徒啊。
And so, in order to be baptized, you have to do it in the name of Jesus Christ, face down, full immersion, and with the abidance of the Holy Spirit. And so.If you cannot say that, it's okay to just sprinkle, you can do either or, but rather, it's either you do it this way or no other way. And so,
我们现在放那个 number zero.
And so we ask to put up slide zero.
我有五个 file 在里面人有听到吗？好，这是因为跳过去做总结就是了。
And so we'll skip to the conclusion.
快要吃饭了。
Because it's almost lunchtime.
我把它整理一下哈，使徒时代与教义相对等的名称哈。
And so I will direct it to the related to the name.
我的晕倒在地，他怎么颠倒的来呢？我第一阶段都没有，他怎么把我放到第三阶段
？And so go to the first slide.
哦，对了，第十期是，你看哈，这是整理过的了。
And so this has been organized.
那如果你要做的话，就是把这些经节全部把它抄出来。
And so you need to, if you want to do an organization of your own, you need to copy all of these verses.
然后做那个归纳。
And so you have to study it. They use the inductive method.
那你看哈。使徒时代开始，你看加拉太书是比较早的书信哦。
And so, and we know that in the Apostolic Church, Galatians was the first one of the first books.
一开始只是讲什么福音的真理了哈。
And so it talks about the truth of the gospel.
这是广泛的，很广的。
Oh, this is very broad.
你看，这个是我在写那个西洋神学里面的1.7和5.1的，我的。来不及把它消掉，因为是今天早上弄的，所以应该把它消掉。好，你看二就是真理的道。
And so, 1.7.5.2 is talking about the truth of the truth.
得救的福音。
And then it is a gospel of salvation.
正道的话语。正道的话语和善道这些哈。
And so it is talking about good deeds.
这些都是从圣经抄出来的。
And so all of these are written, copied from the Bible.
那我是把它最后把它整理出来，就是在十五时代的第一个时期呢，都是比较笼统的、大方向的来描写得救的这个基础。
And so all of these I use from the first generation of the apostles and their general scope of salvation.
好，继续，这往。好，第二阶段。
And the second stage.
在道理跟教训之前有所区别的只是形容词，它现在变成什么？真实的、纯正的、正的、真的、善的，就是在真理本来就真理嘛，还有正真理啊。那个道理本来就是只有一个道理嘛，但是现在呢，有一个区别性，这个很奇妙的，会加了形容词，哦，前面有加形容词了。比如说，这是真大卫，你听得怎么样？表示说有人怀疑了，是不是？
And so the second stage is kind of using adjectives to narrow it down and to be more detailed. So the truth was once just the truth, but now is the true truth. And then what was once the word is now the true word.
比如说，十五时代只有教会就教会了。And, 但是呢，后来又另外一个教会一定会有一个真教会，表示说怎么样？
For example, the
其中一定有诈的在那里。
And so, in the beginning, the apostolic church only referred to the church, but then later on, there are more churches, and so this means that some have gone astray.
所以在第二学期里，那个时代里面，你看真实的道理啦，纯正，纯正，你一听到纯正就不纯了嘛，有一个不纯的才会有这种名词嘛，啊。
And so in the,
正道，正道，善道。
And so, in the second generation, you talk about the true truth. So, meaning that there is also a false truth. And so, talks about other true things.
好，第三阶段。
And so, the third stage.
就道理的系统化、规模化、大公化。大所谓大公就是普遍、共同、共性。
And so, it talks about the systematic order of.
规模化，这是一个。
And so all the rules and regulations.
并且大公化 ，Catholic.
And the Catholic.
对。那在这里，你看道理的规模，一个 pattern.
And so it talks about the pattern of the truth.
啊，那纯正话语不只是纯正话语，还有一个规模。
And so not only the truth, but also there's a pattern to it.
但西药就是 typos 就是好像你看锤东西锤到最后有一个什么一个模子啊。所以道理变成一个模子了。
And so tripoff is where you kind of hewn something until there is a true pattern or the original way it should be.
那呢，那个一点、七点、五点、十三，这里就变成什么共性之道？说我们共性之道，表示说还有他们的道。那共性之道就是我们大家所同意的。这已经是从那个道理，然后又分真假，到最后什么集结出来了。
And so, in section 1.7.5.13, there is the general truth that everyone has received, meaning that there's also false truths that others have have corrupted.
到了犹大书，那就要为这个争辩了，表示。已经是不得了了，是不是
？And so by the time of Jude, they had to fight for the truth, and so this was very dangerous.
为一次家父的这个信仰争辩，表示这个不是对外的，是对里的啦。其实使徒时代到最后是被自己搞垮的，里面的人自己弄坏掉。但是你不用怕，正耶稣教会不会这样子的。下午我们再来讲，你不要把使徒时代。这是很大的错误，把使徒时代发生的要扣到我们现在来说，使徒时代百年就差不多了，真耶稣教会要百年了，也差不多快要了。
And so do not think that
你小心，这个是很错误的类比。为什么？你对真耶稣教会不了解。第二个，你对神的整个的那个什么，救赎的经纶，你以前听过了，但是你现在把它故意忘掉，或是不小心忘掉，这个不可以的。这样对正式教会会很大的伤害，会伤害你自己啦。说老实，害的是你自己。 And so, 不会害真耶稣教会，真耶稣教会会继续到耶稣再来，因为这是真耶稣教会存在，不是你我了。在五十年，在一百年，谁还坐在这里？开玩笑，五十年之后，一半人可能就不在了。
And so,
可能还在。
And so,
对不起。
Make the mistake. Oh, so during the apostolic time, they had to defend against they had to defend the truth, meaning that there were attacks internally within the truth, within the church, and so they had to defend against this. And the same in True Jesus Church. But do not make the mistake of thinking that what happened during the apostolic time will happen happen to True Jesus Church. That as we are hitting the century mark of the True Jesus Church, which is about 100 years time frame for the apostolic church, that we will not be able to survive, but that True Jesus Church will continue to survive, even though the people itself may not remain, but True Jesus Church will continue to remain.
那把真耶稣教会的那个信条秀出来，那个是第五吧。
And so if you look at slide 5, you have the beliefs, basic beliefs of the True Jesus Church.
那大家看赞美诗嘛。
And so if we open our hymn books,
第一首以前啊,
and so the first article of faith,
不是, 哎, 你有吗? 你赞美诗啊?
In your hymn book,
第一首圣哉圣哉之前, 还没唱圣哉圣哉之前, 你就要看的, 有没有?
And so in Chinese, if right before hymn number one,
英文没有, 这个没有, 哦, 那对不起。你唱完了，英文要唱完才看，中文就先看。
And so in a Chinese hymn book, before you sing Holy, 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 you have the Ten Articles of Faith. But in the English hymn book, it is after you have finished singing the Lord's Prayer.
只要这个还在。
That as long as the Articles of Faith remain,
教会不会消失。
That church will never be destroyed, will remain.
但是魔鬼一定要先把这个给毁掉。
But first, Satan would like to abolish these. 哎，
小心。
And so we need to be careful.
嗯，你，哎，怎么半天还没秀出来？我做了半时。
And so if you could pull up slide 5.
啊，没有关系，有这里就好。
And but we actually have it in our hymn books.
嗯，这个要多读一下。
And so we need to study these more.
这是我们真耶稣教会的根基啊。
And so these are the foundations of the church.
这几年已经有人在摇这个根基。
And so these past few years, people have been trying to shake the foundation.
一方面摇这个根基，一方面用组织的啦、人事的来混。
And so on one hand, they try to shake the foundations. And they also want to attack the structure of the church and the people, but you have to separate these.
我们做最后面那个传道，他一看就知道啊，这是在真理跟组织在混我们嘛，要小心。感谢神啊，年轻的能够看出来，这要坚持啊。
And so the young Pastor Zhou in the back knows that this is just to create chaos, but so we need to be sure we understand this.
这个笑不出来没有关系，我们先吃完再说。
And so
反正你有看过就是啊，这个是我们的基础。
And so these are the basic beliefs. These are creeds.
谁来攻击这个？
Whoever attacks these.
我再讲一次，如果无知的话，一定悔改。
And so I'll say again, if you are ignorant, then you must repent.
如果你知道，继续做，你要担当你的罪。
And so, if you knowingly continue to attack, then you must bear the responsibility of your sin.
你是在败坏教会。
That you are corrupting the church.、
嗯、我们一起祷告。
So let's all kneel down and pray.